This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. On Friday, a federal court in New Orleans will hear arguments about Texas's ban on same-sex marriage. The three-judge panel is one of the most conservative federal appeals courts, and it could rule on bans in Texas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Last year, Mark Ferris and his partner Victor Holmes made history.
A federal judge actually said Vic and I and gays and lesbians are equal to everyone else. And that's something that, you know, we have not heard most of our life.
Ferris and Holmes, who live in Plano, and another couple from Austin brought that case. A federal judge in San Antonio ruled in February that the Texas law banning same-sex marriage was unconstitutional.
You know, it was just an overwhelming moment.
The Plano couple was thrilled, but they still couldn't get married because the judge left the ban in place, pending appeal. So now it's time for the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans to hear arguments. And the Fifth Circuit is considered one of the most conservative federal appeals courts in the country. So does that matter?
That's a great question, and it's a matter that, of course, we debate all the time.
Former U.S. District Judge Royal Ferguson is the dean at the University of North Texas Law School.
My view is that the court is composed of very intelligent jurists, and they're committed to making the law work and to interpreting the law as required by Supreme Court precedents and the United States Constitution. And yet, when you're dealing with issues like this, there is wiggle room.
The three-judge panel will hear arguments about whether legislatures have the leeway to restrict same-sex marriage. And while it is possible the court won't rule on the case, Ferguson is betting otherwise.
Let me say that I think there will be a decision made.
Oral arguments start at 9 o'clock Friday morning. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.